paper D. Have you got any? Are you going to run through it?
Yeah, okay.
So, from September to the end of November, visitors' numbers, as you can see, are beginning to drop off. It's getting a bit colder, the weather's getting a bit worse, so that's nothing unusual. Our permanent berths and liverboards at Newport have remained the same, and the folly has remained the same. We may lose a couple of the folly mornings because everyone is in a more formal berth. Often have paid paper winter as well. The staff training, the two staff we have attended the BHF training course, and they now both have BHF licenses, which is good. I joined Council Harbour Commission for their incident management exercise that they did, and also I went to the UK Harbour Masters Association. The work on the abandoned vessels has gone underway. We have a deadline on the 20th of September to claim them, and since then we've ended up with 22. We've got bids for about a third of that, and about a third of the ones we've got bids on have actually been taken. We have numerous events and rallies. We have a classic car show that worked very well in September, and then the Beer and Bus Festival was a very good event over the weekend. Over the weekend of 12th and 13th, as soon as we all attended. The user groups have met, and they seem to be very positive. Now the winter has started, winter maintenance and tasks are being underway, which is the main one is power and pontoons. Due to the length of some of the folly pontoons, it has taken a bit of time, but guys are getting on through there. Also in the process, they've been repairing the lift chains for the folly swing moorings, which is not a great job, but locals are wandering around the hut. The guys have done very well and replaced a fair few of them. And then, of course, David visited us for the audit, and we also got a health check from the MCA. Other than that, I've sort of mostly it's just been trying to mention other things.
Good. Any questions from Matthew?
Thank you, Chair. Just referring back to, I asked a question at the last meeting about the harbour toilets.
Yeah.
I just wondered if anyone had another thought on that. I have put a slightly ambiguous bid into Newport and Carisbrook Community Council for some money to maybe assist with doing a bit of work on those toilets with you guys. Maybe it's a joint venture, so we could maybe look at whether they can be made available for events like River Fest, the classic car show, and beer and buses. Not open all the time. That wasn't ever, it was never an aspiration to do that. It's really just for the events. And then like the veterans event that went down, that was the one really that highlighted it to me, that the toilets weren't available and there were veterans that couldn't use the toilets. They were able to use them in the Riverside Centre, of course, but it was
Armed Forces Day,
that's it. Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, I just wondered if you had any more thoughts on that, and whether it's something we can even discuss outside of this forum, perhaps.
Yeah. Actually, I'd reinforce that, because there was a meeting yesterday with the Lord Lieutenant, and we looked at... Sorry. There was a meeting yesterday with the Lord Lieutenant, and we looked forward to, during 2020, to various events that would probably take place in Newport. And the consensus of opinion was that the harbour was the ideal location. So there may be more events, actually, there. Perhaps the Isle of Wight Council is going to have to help out.
With the news and stuff, the Beer and Bus Festival, which the demand for blues is reasonably high. They brought down their own, they brought down eight other boxes, you know, water loos that work very well, and that meant that they can actually situate them where they were needed.
Yeah.
They didn't seem to have a problem with them at all, and it was probably a lot easier because then they could actually have them where they wanted them instead of people wandering around. Mm. So, it's a little bit more cost for the event organisers, but I think that isn't in the cost of getting the ones we've got up to speed. It may be cheaper and longer than Thunderbox and the supply by me events.
Okay, go ahead.
Perhaps would it be, this is something maybe that perhaps myself and the chairman from the community council, or perhaps our clerk, could maybe meet with perhaps some of you guys and just take a look at them. Just, you know, obviously we look after the toilets in Newport now. Some are looking after really well, some are a work in progress. But you know, they're not a speciality, but you know, I think we've got ways of thinking like outside the box, and you know, just perhaps some minimal things might just allow us to bring those into use, just for those heads on, just looking at a desperate way of bringing those into use. We could maybe, I mean, could I perhaps put the clerk at the community council in touch with who's best to talk to? Would you say, probably you, Sean? Is that
yes,
good? I'll put Josh in touch with
him. Yes, I absolutely agree. For special occasions, I think parish council could well help foot the bill for that. Our toilet cleaning mat actually lives within 3 minutes' walk of those toilets in Key Street. So he hasn't got far to go, and I'm sure he could possibly certainly help fund any clean up job that's required there for those special occasions.
Go
on. If I'm just having not really got any further with this conversation, we had to put our budget bids in by the end of November. I've actually put a reasonable sum of money. Whether it'll get approved by the rest of the council, of course, and my colleagues are here, I'm sure it will. But because if it isn't used for that, it can be used on some of our other projects with toilets and things. But I specifically asked for a reasonable size chunk of money for that. So it is. Well, it's as part of our precept. To achieve, well, I've asked for 10,000 actually. We don't get that much, but it's a, you know, it's a lot of money, so it's something that can be used for that benefit.
Okay.
Surely, Mr. Chairman, I may say, if it gets agreed, okay, then it goes in so that it carries on every year type of thing. That's what we need, don't we?
Okay, Andrew, do you have a question?
I hesitate almost to ask this question, but why? What is the purpose of this report in terms of what we're expected to do? I'm not saying it's not a useful report, but in terms of our terms of reference and whatever, why are we receiving this report? What is it as a Harbour Committee is anticipating that we would be taking note of and deciding upon? I'm very happy always to accept that people do their jobs and do their jobs well. And so I just want to lift it up. But in terms of what this committee is about, how can we help you not necessarily have to put together what is a very comprehensive report and really useful, maybe not as frequently or in a different way, so that it actually informs the work of this committee as it develops itself, particularly with that... The holy grail of the MMO sign off on things and whatever. So I'm not criticising the report at all. I really want to stress that. It's just understanding how I can use it best.
I think this board committee, if you want to call it a committee, is probably something different than a lot of other council committees that we have, because a lot of it is around the fact that we have statutory court, and then subsequently as a result of this. This board probably sees and discusses things that are much more operational than we would normally discuss at other committees. I think there is an element of members wearing two hats, I think, in that regard. I think there's quite a lot of reports, and it may well be that we don't always have it on the agenda. I think there's a lot of reports that are to note and they're able to impart information to you. And I think the benefit of that might be in the terms of the questions that you might then come back with from those, which then may lead on to, I think, probably more normal environment, you're used to having a report by the next report, which says, you know, background, blah, 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 and then a series of options, and then make a decision. Yeah. And there will be some reports like that, but I think there's an awful lot more reports reports for you to note, because the council has a liability with that arm, but and a health and safety responsibility, and it would be remiss of us not to inform you of some of these things, I think.
So in a sense, we have some, because we have some operational responsibility, even though we're not down there doing the work, that is why it's here. I just wanted to be get a better sense of what I'm doing here.
That's
on the postcard.
Possibly, I think some of you, when David was first employed, David did give a training session to some of the members here on what the purpose of this board was. I'm not so sure all of you necessarily were here at the time.
Some of us had to take supplementary.
But there is much more of an operational and more responsibility, I think, with this particular board.
Thank you.
That point on training, if some of us have changed, and as Mr. Dodds pointed out, you know, we are working closer with the harbour regeneration and things like that, maybe it's worth doing that training again for those of us who haven't done it.
Of course, I would enjoy giving you in the course again, and I'll make it as entertaining as I possibly can. But it does basically, I do hold a training to a lot of boards, and a lot of boards, and to try to get at the right level so you're not getting yourself down into what I call harbour mastery weeds. Mm. And again, it's this report, listening to your report, the content there. Some of the very big ports only get a major report from the harbour master once a year. But they have the monthly report of movements, incidents, and that sort of thing. Whereas, so I think it's very much up to you, Ian, to once you know what. You know what your responsibilities are, which you do, I'm not trying to be that clear. You want to know what level of report you want, whether you want it every 6 months, every year, or you might just want a few headings. I provide 2 monthly reports to all the big ports, the very big ports I work for, and that's one side of paper, and half of that is boxes, just saying yes, no, and numbers.
Really?
So it is literally just to know that I'm still there.
You're on it.
And saying I've investigated, I've looked over your investigation into this collision between two ferries or whatever it happens to be, just so they know it's, because otherwise you can find it, certainly in the commercial ports and trust ports, they get so embedded in the finances and making the money, but they forget there's a harbour running in behind it. And that's what it is. But it's up to you to use the board, duty holder, is possibly the board municipality, good word for it. You want the papers, whichever papers you are comfortable with, that provides you.
Sure.
That's my ask. Now, I know you're a municipal board, but certainly the number of papers you're getting now are similar to the ones I say in the Scottish, the large ones, the Scottish ones that are running in Europe. It's about the same as the soldier level. That's it, if that's helpful. Yeah. But I think maybe the Harbour Master report is a little longer than this. So it is a little bit more than it is, but it might be internally, and then you get a better sort of help.
Okay, thank you for that.
But if you want to, again, the training, Sean, I'm sure we can book some time, and I would have come over here anyway for something else, or might have sort of combined it or something like that to make it cost effective coming over.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk about it. John.
Just a comment that I found the part of the report particularly useful. I think it gives a great deal of practical information and has very kind of management board, and I think it does. I welcome it.
Okay. Shirley?
Thank you. Do we know the date of the next Newport Harbour user group? I must have missed, I know you were going to let me know, and I must have missed it because I've been a bit frantic at the moment, but I would like to know, either sort of in the diary now, or kind of a reminder about letting me know when it is. Yeah, can you just email it to me or something?
Okay. Right, the next paper is...